Hey everybody, producer Dave here. Thanks for tuning into the Plex podcast. The Plex is a live show every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond into red light. You can check it out at echoplexmedia.com/live, or you can watch on Twitch at twitch.tv/echoplexmedia. Also, don't forget to join our chat room at discord.me/echoplex. And if you feel like you get something out of this, please support us at Patreon, patreon.com/echoplex. Enjoy the show.
So please excuse my sarcastic tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample show. Mr. Bistro fraternity guy, you got my asshole bloodshot eyes. Get drunk and fight every night. Idolize Bradley, belittle women's rights. Homophobic, racist, and don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you can drive a bigger truck? So wear your baseball cap to the side to let everyone know that you're a nice guy. So cool, we're so impressed. Lots of chicks and a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. She's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. Nice guys rule the planet. Why just can't understand it? But could divine by deception and lies. Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, sure, fuck.
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, sure, fuck.
Read it to the lyrics, cause everybody gets their just desserts. Long as you remember that nice guy's bitch. You're next on the list. Such a nice guy who speaks through his fist. Prick with a penchant for messing with heads. A broken nose for dinner and breakfast in bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But you'll probably kill her before she gets away from you. Screws in a pool of blood and cry. All your friends say that you're a nice guy. Have a drink, this one's on me. Look, you're doing fine, losing to your disease. Donuts, I'll pack your bags. Bury you with my cash, ready to go. You're a nice guy. We're all nice guys, but all of you are assholes. He's a nice guy, she's a nice guy. Hey, Tom Bob's a nice guy.
All of you are assholes.
Nice guys rule the planet. The fundamental come for the body, but it's not turning and lies. Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, jerk off.
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, jerk off.
Read it to the lyrics. So let the bloody spill quench your thirst. As long as you remember that nice guy's fish.
Everybody, welcome podcast listeners and welcome people on YouTube if we ever get our YouTube channel back. This is the Plex. We do the show live on Twitch every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond into red light. You can support this project at patreon.com/echoplex or just go to the support us tab on our website. Our swag store has some great shirts and Media Wench is working on one right now that I think everybody's going to be pretty excited about it. I'm producer Dave and you can find me on Twitter if you can find me on Twitter.
And I'm historian Matt and you can... Can't find me anywhere, really. I'm nowhere. But no, really, I'm earlier on Sundays, I'm at the Humanist Community of Silicon Valley's Sunday Forum. Go check that out. Today we had an interesting forum on setting up a private family foundation. So if you got a little extra money and are interested in that sort of thing, go check it out. It's pretty interesting. It will be... We streamed it on Facebook, so you can look up Humanist Community of Silicon Valley on Facebook. You can find it there, or it'll be on YouTube under the same name at some point. Other than that, I'm in the chat sometimes on other shows besides the Sunday show. So keep an eye out for me. And Dave, why don't you give the people what they want?
I don't hate the cops. There's a person inside when the truncheon stops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Oh, when the raiders come, who will protect the shops? Don't hate the cops. They're a sensitive bunch. If you don't stop throwing your rocks, snap, crackle, pop is the sound of a taser. Your body drops. Don't hate the cops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Thank your local police, cause they don't do nothing wrong. Thank your local police. Got rid of the corruption and the racism is gone. They've been keeping the peace, keeping homeless folks out of the parks and malls. Got a cure for your social disease. Follow the law, don't hate the cops. 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 You didn't hate the cops, because they don't do nothing wrong. Don't hate the cops. You can't blame them for just doing their job. Don't hate the cops. Well, you gotta wonder how much would it cost for you to be shot at and stabbed at by maniacs and drunks. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops.
All right, everybody, you ready for some sports discourse? Because that's what we're going to do on the first couple stories here. This first story is from ESPN, and this is Stephen A. Smith talking about anti-vaxxers in the NFL. I follow this guy on Twitter. He doesn't just talk about sports.
Because Marcus, I want to say this in front of you because it might be offensive. I don't mean it towards you, but I don't give a damn how anybody feels about the position I'm about to take on national television. They lucky I ain't running that.
Yeah.
Best interest of the league clause. You wouldn't play. If it were me.
Yeah.
I tried to talk to the Players Association. We couldn't come to an agreement. Coaches, staff, other folks employed by the leagues have to be vaccinated.
Right.
The only people that it's not mandated for are the players because they have a union, the Players Association, mm-hmm. that's protecting them from what? Because I got news for you. You ain't protecting them and you ain't protecting them, us. The reality is that if you end up testing positive, you can have an effect on somebody else, okay? If we all understand if you're vaccinated, you can still catch COVID. But people forget the crisis about COVID-19, believe it or not, wasn't just the vax, wasn't just being unvaccinated, wasn't just the virus, wasn't just that some people were dying. The problem was You didn't have medical facilities available. Absolutely. You didn't have personal protection equipment. You didn't have all of those things, okay? There was a shortage. There's a shortage of hospital space. There's a shortage of beds. There's a shortage of doctors. That's why this was so pivotal, because you didn't have the people to treat you, okay? That's what made it so catastrophic as well. So if you get vaccinated, chances are you don't have to go to the hospital. You could go home, you're going to feel sick, but you can recover because you already have the vaccine, right? Okay? And by the way, the Delta variant that's circulating out there. Oh, by the way, when we're available, my time comes in December. The second it's time to get the booster shot, I'm getting the booster shot.
Fuck yeah, me too.
Because I work with y'all.
Yeah.
And I work in this building. And I got to work around other people. And I have children and I have a family. And I have to take that into consideration. And this is the thing that drives me nuts. And that's why I say I'm so done with people taking. I'm talking about the athletes, because the NFL and NBA, it's a private industry.
Yeah.
We don't have to play. You're entitled to play. I mean, I think it's shameful when athletes talk about, oh, it's a private matter. It is not a private matter, because it affects anybody that's standing right next to you.
You're not living a private life.
You're not living a private life. That's ridiculous. Yeah. But this is the thing that drives me crazy. And I got to say this. You're going to laugh when I say this, Marcus, because you know I'm on point with this. If I hear one more person, Molly, if I hear one more person, Marcus, talk to me about what's in the vaccine.
Oh, my God.
I swear, I might slap him with my phone. I can't take it. And here's the reason why. Here's the reason why, guys.
I know.
Also, the flu shot. You know, chicken pox and all these shots you've been taking all of these years. All right, excuse me, Molly, people take supplements and vitamins. So now what we're trying to say, you see, we're trying to front. Oh, what we do is we look at the bottle and we dissect every ingredient in the supplement, the vitamin, and then we Google it and we look it up. You're a damn liar. These people, we go to the doctor. We feeling sick. The doctor prescribes the medicine. We go to the CVS, Rite Aid, or something. We pick it up and we take the medicine. Why all of a sudden we acting like, oh, we dissecting and picking apart one ingredient after another? It's the biggest damn lie imaginable. They're full of it. And so I'm telling you right now, the NFL, I'm glad the NFL's made it inconvenient for unvaccinated people. I'm glad the NFL and the NBA, I'm sorry, has stepped it up. If it were me, they wouldn't even be allowed to play.
To piggyback on
that? They wouldn't be allowed to play at all.
Stephen A., last season, there were 541 instances of players being put on the COVID-19 list.
Yes.
So to your point, that clause, they could.
And let's also make sure we're highlighting how we're not phony. You got to be vaccinated. You rolling up in Disney.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Walmart.
I got vaccinated on
Walmart.
My birthday.
I mean, a whole bunch of companies out there. Yeah. You got to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
That guy's fucking, I like that guy. I know a lot of people don't like him. I like him. Every time he like talks about like things that are kind of peripheral to sports, he's always like sort of like where I think the right place is. And, you know, he was saying that if you work at Walmart, you got to be vaccinated. And, you know, some of these players make a lot of fucking money. You think they could, you know, go take one for the team, in this case, literally?
Well, I don't even understand that, because like, if you're an athlete and you get a bad case of the COVID, that could be the end of your career. Like it can, even if you don't die, there's still a high likelihood that you could get a really bad case and it could screw up your lungs, you know, and take you out for like a year or something, you know.
Yeah, it's respiratory disease, for fuck's sake. There aren't too many sports where you don't need good respiratory system.
Exactly.
Even like people might say, oh, golf. Well, no, actually you can't. If your lungs are fucked up, you can't golf as well as somebody
you can't
with
do that
strong.
Yeah.
You could golf, but you wouldn't be able to win.
Right.
Somebody with strong lungs would beat you.
Yeah.
Just for, you know, just I don't know, the ability to have oxygen and swing the club better. Bowling, I don't know. What you need is a strong liver, honestly, for bowling.
No, I think you need pretty good lungs for bowling. Because, I mean, that's not... You're doing something.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You're swinging a ball.
Right. It's actually... There are professional...
Although we should probably ask HK for that. That's his sport at the moment.
When I was a kid, I was a bowler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One year, my average was 235.
Wow.
I was hell of good at bowling.
Wow.
And then I found weed. And I was like, fuck, I'm never going to be a professional bowler. I might be a professional weed smoker.
You've not gone out bowling with HK?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to set that up at some point. Anyways.
Maybe.
Later.
I mean, do I really want to go places with HK? I'm not sure. If you can't talk shit about your good friends, like on a live platform, where can you talk shit about your good friends? So more sports discourse, this time from Matt Walsh. If you could imagine this, he doesn't like women doing sports journalism.
Wow.
Just at all. He's not mad at one particular woman for like doing something stupid. Just doesn't like the idea at all. Seems legit.
It wouldn't be fair to say that all female sports reporters are like Lindsay. But even so, I must say.
But that's exactly what I'm going to say.
This situation only demonstrates why I personally prefer for sports broadcasts, especially football broadcasts, to be handled mostly by men. Lindsay, though, worse than the average even.
Dude, that's just sexist.
Yeah.
That's not like, okay, we could say that most of the football players in the top echelon will be men because of the, you know, just physical size differences and whatnot between men and women on the mean or whatever. But to talk about it, to know about football.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I don't think that's, there's any like sex requirement there to like know things.
In fact, the three people in my life who are the biggest football fans who will yell at the TV the most are like women my mother's age. They're like retired women, know everything about the team.
Yeah.
And they get howl mad, so they can't really be the sports broadcaster because they break some FCC rules with some F-bombs and shit. But come on, man. Why? What? He's going to keep going, too.
Wow.
He'll make it better, obviously.
Yeah.
Even as far as female sports reporters go, he's definitely not the only female to enter into this mostly male space and seek to feminize it. She wants the football stadium to be quiet and gentle, considerate, respectful of personal space.
Okay, quiet, it's not, you're not going to get that at a stadium, and I don't think anybody asked for quiet at a football game, but the rest of it, respectful, gentle, what was the other word? Like, give people their personal space. Yeah, actually, if you're at an event, you should be respectful, and if you bump into somebody, you should be gentle or polite and say, oh, I'm sorry.
Right. I don't know who he's talking about or what she actually said, but it sounds weird.
This sounds sus. This sounds really suspect. I don't think anybody thinks the football stadium should be quiet. I'm sorry. I just don't think that.
She wants it to be a more feminine environment. She's not trying to assimilate herself into the culture of football fans. She is rather hoping that they assimilate themselves to her. This is a problem across our culture. Sports just happen to be an area where the problem is especially pronounced and obvious. Females enter into areas that have typically catered and mostly belong to men. And
why has that been the case in the past, Matt?
I don't know. Why is that?
Why do you think women weren't football journalists before, Matt? You think it might have been because nobody would hire them because they were women and the people were sexist?
I think that might be the case.
This sounds
there was
like,
also there was the thing for a long time. They wouldn't hire women journalists because they wouldn't allow them in the locker room. And that was like a huge thing for a long time.
Right. Put a fucking towel on. I don't think the dudes want to see your dick either.
Yeah, I know. It's like, why are you even in there
well,
for an interview?
I actually think that maybe just, I don't know, don't let the journalists in the locker room at all.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. That's actually a private space where people are changing and shit. That's fine. But if you're going to let, I don't know, fucking go in there, shower, change, fucking, but they have these little celebrations and shit in the locker room they want everybody to see. But like, you can't, I don't know. Man, this sucks. This dude really sucks. Every time we watch this dude, he sucks more and more and more and more. He's trying real hard to be the worst person of the Daily Wire. And I feel like he's getting there. He's getting there. He's getting to where he's worse than Shapiro on the, like, the average fucking clip we find of him. He's worse than Shapiro.
That's impressive.
That Lex Luthor guy that works with them, though, is creepy. Klavan or whatever his name is.
Often quite successfully, they try to change them, to emasculate them, and thereby destroy the primary reason for their existence in the first place. This phenomenon is so far-reaching in football, especially, that they're even changing the rules now to make the game itself more gentle and feminine. Football is, you know, still...
Yeah, because people are getting traumatic brain injuries.
Right.
That's why they're trying to make it more gentle.
You know what? I've never heard of anything more feminine in my life than not wanting to get a fucking traumatic brain injury. I thought that was like a fucking, like, goes across like the entire gender spectrum.
Yeah,
is that
we
don't want.
Universal not wanting a traumatic brain injury.
I don't want to watch a sport in which people are getting traumatic brain injuries from the sport regularly either. He's wrong about this. This has been bad press for the NFL for about 20 years now, with people getting traumatic brain injuries, multiple concussions, and ending up with mental health issues as a result, or that we believe to be a result, because mental health is a little more complicated than that.
Right. Yeah.
And then some of these people end up killing themselves. And it's actually bad for business when, some person who used to be a star ends up taking their own life after having traumatic brain injury, and it's all over the fucking newspaper.
Yep.
That's bad for business.
Yeah.
Call it feminine if you want, Matt. I mean, why isn't he doing this while smashing his head against a fucking metal pole? Come on, Matt. Be a man. Smash your head against a metal pole while you do this. Show us what's up with the masculinity. You know what this guy probably has is 5 pillows.
Probably.
And it's fine. People should have extra pillows. I got extra pillows.
Yeah.
But it's less violent than it used to be. This year, they're even focusing on penalizing players who say mean or rude things to each other on the football field. They've been doing this during the preseason in the NFL. All of this, along with the token female sideline reporters and the female analysts at halftime, it's an effort to...
Tokens? Those women had to work very hard to get there because they were... Barriers were in their way all the way up to the point where they got on fucking TV.
Yep.
They didn't have some rich asshole prop up a fake news network and put Ben Shapiro in charge of hiring. They had to like work their way up through an elephantine bureaucracy full of old men who didn't want to give them a chance, Matt. Oh my God, this is the most sexist thing I've ever seen.
Make the game less appealing to the people the game was invented for to begin with.
Oh, no, the game, I mean, oops. The game is, like, not invented to, like, injure people. Well, one more sports story, which is really weird, right? Tucker Carlson was off, so they put Brian Kilmeade in his place. Brian Kilmeade is stupid, but not as evil as Tucker Carlson. He's going to talk to a football commentator, Clay Travis, who is probably not cool like Stephen Smith. And they're going to talk about the stands and maskless people in the stands.
Do these people ever want us to get back to normal lives? Clay Travis is not normal, but he's the founder of Outkick and the host of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. It took over for Rush Limbaugh. Clay, you were at a lot of these games. You watched almost all of these games. Did it feel normal? Did you feel guilty?
My video sync is way off.
With people in it enjoying themselves?
No, Brian, that's how we win. That's how we win. There are so many people out there for the last 18 months, they've been asking a question that I think is the paramount one. How does COVID ever end? And my answer is when people decide to let COVID end and live their lives. And that's why all over the country, I was so ecstatic to see millions of fans, Brian, finally saying, it's been 18 months. It's time to take our lives back. We can't cower in fear and let these petty dictatorial tyrants like Anthony Fauci tell us what
let COVID win.
Do.
Yeah.
More people standing up like these awesome college football fans were, without masks, in stadiums, without fear, living their lives. I absolutely loved it. We need more of it, starting with the NFL this weekend and running right through. I want football fans to help lead us back to normalcy by embracing normalcy in our own lives.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's funny that he's like very anti-mask, but he's not like pushing the solution that would get everybody out of their mask, which is everybody taking the vaccine.
Right. And at least for now, it still seems like that's a potential solution. But as like more and more variants come along, the vaccines, we're more and more likely to get some variant that the vaccine is less effective against.
Yeah.
And thus, this is all fucked up. The world is a fucked up place. Did your video sync come back when I refresh this thing?
Yeah.
Cool.
It seems to be good. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Anyway, Rudy Giuliani seems to have rolled into a 9/11 event drunk as fuck. And so here's like two clips of Rudy G at this 9/11 event yesterday.
She said, you did a wonderful job. on September 11th. And therefore, I'm making you an honorary knight, commander of the Royal something or other. I turned down a knighthood because if you took a knighthood, you had to lose your citizenship. I know Prince Andrew is very questionable now. I never went out with him. Ever. Never had a drink with him. Never was with a woman or a young girl with him. Ever.
One time, no, Sacha Baron Cohen did that to you.
In my office, and one time when we had the party, right, Bernie? You were there.
Wow, he definitely seemed drunk.
The second one's better.
Okay.
The second one's even better. I don't know what he was talking about. Talk about Prince Andrew. Like, Prince Andrew was a bit of a sex pest, to put it mildly. But yeah. So's Rudy Giuliani, based on what we saw in that Sacha Baron Cohen video. All right, here he is. Apparently, it's not a sin to politicize the 9/11 dinner. Oh, fuck.
Can you imagine that, Tony Blinken or Miley? How's that guy a general? Jesus. The other day, he said that the Bagram Air Force Base is not strategically important. I wanted to grab his, what do you have, 5 stars, 10 stars, 12 stars? He has so many stars that come in him into his ears. I wanted to grab his stars, shove it down his throat, and say, it's 400 miles from China, asshole!
What?
China is going to be our enemy for the next 40 years. You have an air base 400 miles from them, and you're giving it up, idiot! Right. What the hell is wrong with you? Who paid you? Christ!
Sorry.
That is
wow.
Crazy! I don't know. I shouldn't get into this. What Biden did in the last 2 weeks is freaking insane. It cannot be explained.
He could have just said that and not fucking did the rest of the drunk ramble.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Oh, no.
I did my job for the country. I'm very proud of it. But I did it because of them. What Bernie demonstrated to you, I was so happy he did. You can't show everybody, right? You can't show. Look, every one of them would like to show you the 10 people that supported them. Right, Espo? Right, Joe? Right? You didn't do it on your own. How many people did you have helping you? I had Denny. I had Tony. I had Howard. I had Joe. And I had a lot of people. Where's Tony? I mean, I had these people that were with me. I couldn't have done.
Were those real people, or was he just like picking out names?
No idea what was going on.
He's just like, I just need names that might belong to somebody.
Yeah.
He's like, I gotta search my memory for them. I think people were saying box wine in the chat. He sounds like whiskey drunk to me. Sounds like top shelf whiskey drunk to me. How is this guy allowed to speak at this event? What was this event?
I have no idea on anything. Well, I mean, the only thing I can think of is he was the mayor when it happened. And that's like his only claim to fame.
Well, New York should be glad he's not the mayor anymore, I suppose. Take the small victories where we can get them. So we're going to move on to the vaccine portion of the docket, I suppose. Fox Yay? Is going to talk about the vaccine apartheid, which seems like a little bit hyperbolic. But let's have at it here.
Of course. Thanks for joining me. So, I mean, we're starting to see this sort of apartheid type vaccination system where, you know, if you're vaccinated, you get certain privileges. If you're unvaccinated because, you know, you don't want
to. Hey, that was true before COVID.
Yeah, there was, especially if you wanted to travel internationally.
Yeah. But also everybody's forgetting about schools. Like, you had to be vaccinated to attend school, public school. Unless you had like a medical reason, for a while you could get a religious exemption, but that people were abusing that.
It's pretty rich for a company that requires their staff show proof of vaccination. that's true. Chad is smarter than us.
Is that a good screenshot moment?
Oh yeah, I think so. At least the lady on the left, yeah, for sure. She's like, I can't believe I'm on TV saying this.
And got the live as well.
Yeah, of course.
You're going to be denied certain privileges, including seeing your doctor.
Yeah, no, and Rachel, you bring up Yeah, you bring up a really great point, too, about people who have already contracted coronavirus and they have this natural immunity. And I've just noticed that in a lot of these, like, for instance, this doctor that you're talking about, she doesn't make any mention about any of the patients that she has in her practice as to whether or not any of them already had it and whether or not natural immunity suffices and meets that mandate. Nor have I really heard this anywhere else. I really wish that's not science. That's not science. The coercion and bullying is not science if we're going to have a discussion about following the science. And we should really start using accurate terms like whether inoculation and vaccination and therapeutics, because people have a lot of questions about this, and a lot of it came from the medical community and people like Anthony Fauci who wanted to politicize things and answer questions about policy.
I don't think Fauci was trying to politicize anything.
Right. I think, by the way, this is unfortunate, but I think it would be advantageous for the Biden administration if Dr. Fauci were to step aside, not through any fault of the Biden administration's or through Anthony Fauci's, but because it just takes away a talking point from the crazies.
Right.
Now they have to learn a new name. And I mean, that's difficult. Like, find somebody whose name is really hard to pronounce.
Yeah. Or somebody who sounds like extremely Caucasian.
Right.
And then they have to demonize one of their own, kind of, you know.
Just talking about the virus and how to be preventative or how to deal with the symptoms. But Rachel, I mean, really, ultimately, having this like apartheid, this quasi-apartheid system, where instead of answering questions that still absolutely do linger, because I have issues within my family, I have people in my family who cannot get vaccinated because they have a health issue. They are cancer survivors and they can't go get the vaccine. I have other individuals that fit into a certain demographic in my family that are looking at organ tissue inflammation. And I've had a number of the doctors that we see regularly who weren't able to answer those questions. Of course, they say you need to work with what information you have and make the decision that's best for you and your family. So, Rachel, with this doctor, I really wish we could get back to medicine and science and not.
Yeah, hold on. So she's complaining about people in her family that can't get vaccinated, like they're not able to. But like, if everybody who could get vaccinated got vaccinated, then the few people that can't would be protected with herd immunity, which they like to talk about.
Also, she's
most
just,
likely since
she's just making a non-falsifiable claim. That's the other thing.
Yeah, and we can't like prove one way or another that she has family members, but she is talking about people who are cancer survivors. There are. That's definitely a reason that I heard of that you may not be able to get the vaccine because your immune system is repressed. But yeah, it doesn't matter. Like if everybody else got vaccinated, we'd probably be fine.
The thing is, yeah, the non-falsifiable claim. I'm like anti-vaxxers, anti-vaccine rhetoric backed up by like claims of people in my family or people I know, I'm just fucking immediately like, nah, fuck you. You're probably lying. I've been fucking listening to this shit for fucking too long. She's probably fucking lying.
You're too jaded.
I am fucking cynical as fuck, man. I just don't believe her. Also, this is Dana Loesch, so I don't believe her.
Yeah, fair enough.
Imagine if people put their efforts to that.
Imagine. We would have a different America than we have right now, but we need to get back to.
I mean, that's what you want. Just not the different America that most people would like to have. Oh, no. So here's Kentucky State Senator is suggesting that we're just being too mean to the anti-vaxxers and we're making things worse. Oh, come on.
During a pandemic or being too mean to the anti-vaxxers?
That's what he's going to say. He's going to say this on the floor. It's probably debate on a Senate bill, too. This is a not the U.S. Senate. This is the Tennessee State Senate. Senate Bill 2 is probably the anti-vaxxer safe space initiative.
Only about 57% of this state currently vaccinated. Why not more is my question. Why aren't more people getting vaccinated? Maybe it's because some folks that are not vaccinating at this point are tired of the daily scolding that they get, implying that they hate their
children. Maybe they should just get vaccinated.
Their neighbors, if they hate other people, if they don't do what they're being told to do without questioning it. The physician did that to you in their office, they'd say that you'd have horrible bedside manner. You probably would you'd be called a bully.
Yes.
Really? With a God complex, perhaps, if they did something along those lines, just dismissing people's concerns calling them things like insane, ignorant, obstinate. That's not how you address people's needs.
Oh, shit. Thanks for watching the Plex, dude. Appreciate it. I feel like he's just been watching my stream and thinks that everybody who's like pro-vaccine behaves like I do. And it turns out that we don't all behave this way, but enough of us do. And I think it's good.
I mean, he's also missing the point that we ask nicely and have been for months, you know, asking him to get and gave him all the information. It's out there. Just not on the anti-vax sites that these people seem to be only focusing on. At some point, our patience runs out.
My patience had run out before the vaccine even came out. That's because true. I fucking knew what was I knew what was coming.
I mean, we were also dealing with the anti-vaxxers before this whole thing started.
Like, yeah, some of us are actually fucking sick of this shit. Like, sorry. Like, what about my feelings, huh, motherfucker? How do you think I feel? I mean, nobody listen to me. Oh, wait a minute. I haven't had three boxes of wine and a bottle of scotch yet, so I can't cry. So basically the same line of reasoning is going to be applied here by CNN. Not a reporter, I guess, like CNN anchor Jake Tapper, who's usually pretty good on most things. But on this thing, he's just going to do the same. He's going to be like, well, don't be so mean to them.
As here, there's the question of coercion and there's a question of persuasion. And you see him moving from persuasion to coercion. He took on a scolding tone, talking to the people who are unvaccinated, talking about how, you know, people's patience is running out, talking about this mandate. Mm-hmm. And I don't know as a matter.
Apparently Joe Biden watches the show too. Thanks for watching, Joe.
Politics, unless of course the goal was to get all these Republican governors and politicians to come out against this, I don't know that that was not predictable. This is part of the American public. This is part of the ethos in this country. People don't want big government telling them what to do. Now, the difference between now and back then is now the anti-science component of our society is bigger. And
is it
has there are
anti-science
there are people
yeah
who are using this for
are they bigger or are they more noticeable?
I think they're bigger too. They're getting more followers, but
I think maybe you're right. I think maybe COVID was a big recruiting opportunity for them. Yeah
for ratings, for clicks, all sorts of for votes. And so I haven't yet really seen the Biden administration talk or try to address this. I don't think scolding is the approach. There are these purveyors of mis-
Joe Biden's like 114 years old. All he knows how to do is scold people. What is he talking about? Shaking his finger at you.
He's been asking for over a year, so he's moved on to scolding. It's fine.
Grandpa,
maybe you should do something about it.
Listen, Grandpa sometimes has to scold you. That's just the way it goes, all right?
Misinformation out there, and they're not just on the right. Robert Kennedy Jr. is one of the most notorious ones. And
RFK Jr. is not of the left. He's a Kennedy, but he's not of the left.
Yeah.
He does not espouse leftist positions at all. He espouses mostly like libertarian positions, especially now that he's hella famous.
Of course.
I'm not gatekeeping the left here, but RFK Jr. ain't no fucking leftist.
And I haven't seen the president or anyone say, look, people, he's scolding the people that are being lied to as opposed to the liars. Do you know what I mean? Like, instead of saying there are a bunch of people just trying to get your money, trying to get your attention, trying to get your votes, trying to get your views and clicks, they're lying to you. Instead of shaming the liars and trying to educate the people being lied to, he's scolding the people being lied to. And again, as with the election lie, you can get mad at the people who believe the lies, but the villains are the liars.
Yeah.
But why can't it be both?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Biden has gone after the liars themselves, too. Scolded them. But it doesn't work. People still listen to him.
Well, we got one side, like...
Fauci has, definitely.
We mentioned I think we mentioned it off air, Joe Rogan, who's like, oh, well, if people believe me, it's their own fault. Well, if that's what the fucking people who are telling the lies are going to say, then eventually the shit rolls downhill. Have you been to America before? Like, the shit just rolls downhill. That's just how it works. I mean, I guess it might be victim blaming, but in the end, they chose not to get the vaccine because somebody lied to them. I don't know. Maybe, okay, let's go after RFK Jr. then, Jake Tapper. Do whole segments about RFK Jr. on your show, Jake. He's not going to do that.
Yeah.
He probably wants access to RFK Jr. at some point, so he won't go after him. What a bunch of bullshit. Good thing, though, Twitter dragged him. Dragged him after that, so that's good. All right, not to be outdone. Well, anyway, whatever. It's Jesse Waters on the 5. It's like the 5.
All right, Geraldo, say there's this an essential worker who worked during the pandemic, frontline worker, there every day. Maybe she caught COVID, and now, because she doesn't want the vaccine because she has immunity, is going to get fired.
Yeah, the vaccine, the mRNA vaccines actually produce better protection than getting the virus itself.
So sometimes Geraldo has the right take, but I don't think this is going to be one of those times.
Okay.
You're asking an emotional, personal question. As a lawyer, I could give you the constitutional
argument. But you're not an emotional person, Geraldo. I've never heard that before.
Jacobson versus Massachusetts makes very clear that individual liberties, like that lady, very sympathetic person that you described, her liberties are not absolute. The state has what's called police power. The state has the right, in the state's wisdom, or lack of wisdom, to determine what the rules are.
Well, there was lack of wisdom with that precedent. They ended up sterilizing like hundreds of thousands of women, you know, decades ago because they were crazy and they were having imbecilic children. That was the agreed upon consensus back then.
What irks me is to see all of these governors, most of them Republican or all of them Republican, as I am, saying this is blatantly unconstitutional. This is unconstitutional. The Constitution of the United States, they don't even read the Constitution. They have no idea what they're talking about. They're not lawyers. And the law has been on the books since 1905. In other words, even this Supreme Court would have to reverse over a century of precedent to give the individual the right.
Katie, that's if Joe Biden can argue the science, which he's having a hard time doing. If you're going to say you have immunity, then why do you need the vaccine? Or what if you have 99 people under your employment? So what is the difference there? If you're going to let illegal immigrants cross, no vaccine there.
Random racism, whatever.
Apparently it doesn't affect them.
No.
Oh, come on. First of all, okay, illegal immigrant, I don't like the phrase. I don't talk about it like that. Those are fucking human beings. Those are migrants.
Undocumented.
Sure, or just migrants. Yeah. I'll just say migrants. But by his, he's saying they're illegal, but he's also saying we're letting them through. Those two things can't be true at the same time. Law enforcement. Okay. I understand that law enforcement lets people do illegal things all the time. But what I'm saying is in his puny mind, those two things can't both be true, that these are illegal immigrants and then that we're letting them in. No, if we let them in, it's no longer illegal. Come on. This dude is so dumb. He's so dumb. I wouldn't even talk to him. I wouldn't have him on the show just to make fun of him. I'd feel like it was mean. That's not true. I'd make fun of him. All right. So I love these stories. Here's a governor out of that. I think it's, West Virginia, the governor of West Virginia. Just wondering, like, it's like, how come this monster I created is behaving like a monster? Here we go.
For God's sakes, a living. How difficult is this to understand? Why in the world do we have to come up with these crazy ideas? And they're crazy ideas that the vaccine's got something in it and it's tracing people wherever they go. And the same
sign language interpreter is the best.
Carrying their cell phones around. I mean, come on. Come on.
I'm just going to guess that the Republican governor of West Virginia has spent most of his political career as part of the problem.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know much about the guy's fucking personal, like political history myself, but if I had to guess, I'd be like, you know what this guy was? Part of the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, here we go. California recall part of the docket.
Oh, no.
Dana Perino thinks that, this is on Mediaite. Maybe Dana Perino doesn't think anything. Anyway, Dana Perino suggested that the mandate announcement was somehow supposed to help Gavin Newsom in the recall. I got to remember, Mediaite clips don't play in the Brave browser. We'll just skip it this week. But that doesn't make sense because a mandate would actually hurt Gavin Newsom because it would be a rallying cry for the anti-vaccine people that are against Gavin Newsom and his mandates. So that's dumb. Sorry, I couldn't play the clip. Life sucks sometimes. I don't know. Listen to a better podcast.
The internet sucks sometimes.
No, it's just we use a certain browser basically for no YouTube ads. So here's Fox gearing up to suggest that the California recall was a fraud if Gavin Newsom pulls it out.
I will say this to Charlie's point. Yes, Gavin Newsom has raised a whole lot of money from teachers, unions, and special interests and tech, but that money is not going to save him. The only thing that will save Gavin Newsom is voter fraud. So as they say, stay
course.
Pay attention to
the last poll said that 60.1% of people plan on voting no in the recall. He doesn't need voter fraud. That's it sounds like, you know, 60-40 sounds like not good odds. Like if you and me were going to bet on something. But in American politics, winning with 60% of the vote in anything is a landslide.
Yes.
Even in California.
Yeah. And this, like, I don't know if our viewers have been following it, but this, recall election is like the least democratic thing that's happened in a while.
Well, yeah, recalls are always like that because somebody could come out of it getting 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 votes and being the governor.
Exactly.
That's what they're counting
on. And that's coming like really close. Like, well, I guess it's not anymore if Gavin's far ahead now.
If the polling is to be believed, I mean, make no mistake. I fucking voted early, and if I could have, I would have voted often, but that's fraud. So, and that would have given them, and been like, Gay Dave over on fucking Twitch told his audience of 33 to vote twice.
Right.
Voter fraud.
To the voter fraud going on in California, because it's going to have big consequences not only for that state but for upcoming elections. Every bad idea originates in California, and that just happens to be where Kamala's from. No coincidence there.
Yeah, apparently Fox's only idea is voter fraud.
There's just a lot of states with a lot of bad people, and I feel like the California might have the monopoly on some things, but bad ideas, I don't think so.
Yeah.
There's bad ideas out of here. We gave Elon Musk did all his fucking shit here. that guy's just a whole ass bad idea. But other states have been doing dumb things too. And
well, Larry, I mean, Vegas put in Elon Musk's like tunnel cars.
That fucking tunnel. We'll talk about it a little bit during the post game. When I saw the fucking articles about the tunnel, I was like, so you just drive the car in the tunnel, and there's nowhere to go if the tunnel catches on fire?
Yep.
Like, seems great. Dystopian. So here's Larry Elder. Fucking, he decided already that the he probably read the polling, and it seems like he's decided already that we have lawyers all ready to file lawsuits. He's ready. He's ready for the big lie, the big California lie.
I should add that. Thank you. On my website, electelder.com, we have a voter integrity project. We have lawyers all set up, all ready to go to file lawsuits in a timely fashion. The reason the lawsuits did not work in the 2020 election, we know what happened there, is because the lawsuits were filed too late and many of them were dismissed on procedural grounds. Courts don't like to overturn an election. So when you hear of anything suspicious, we've heard a lot of things that have been suspicious so far, go to electelder.com. We're going to sic our lawyers on them, file lawsuits right away. They're going to cheat, we know that. But I tell you what, so many people are angry about the crime. about the homelessness, about the way he shut down this state, about the fact that one-third of all small businesses, many of them are owned by black and brown and Asian American people that they care about the declining quality of schools, about the fact that people are leaving, rolling brownouts, lack of water. So many people are angry. The number of people that are going to vote to recall this man is going to be so overwhelming, so that even when they cheat, they're still going to lose.
No. He's just wrong.
I like how they heard things. There's cheating going on because they heard things.
We heard things. There's cheating going on. So we got one more clip of Larry Elder. He went to Venice, and I don't. Maybe Matt, you don't know much about. Have you ever been to Venice?
Nope.
Venice is like kind of a tale of two cities. Venice on the beach, it's beautiful. A lot of rich people live in Venice. There's also a lot of unhoused people in Venice, California. He went to the wrong neighborhood in Venice. He should have gone to like where all the rich people live on the coast.
On the beach.
Yeah, but he went to where the unhoused are in Venice, and he didn't stay long.
Too bad you missed.
Egg Boy would have done better.
Don't touch me again.
Yeah, you do not.
Fuck with me, boy.
You get that sovereign piece of shit out of here.
Hey, Michael, stop.
All right, bye.
That was fast.
So, like, what's going on here is that a lot of these people don't have a pot to piss in, and they don't give a fuck if they go to jail for punching you in the face.
Yeah.
And this guy has been running on this, like, tough on crime and tough on the homeless thing. And so he's, like, been directly threatening what little well-being these people are able to scrape together for themselves on the streets.
And yeah, I'm sure like he went there probably just to say, oh, look at all these people sleeping on the streets or in tents or something like that, right?
Right. He got a little more than he wanted from the he wanted to gawk at it. He didn't want He wanted to gawk at it and use it as a campaign stop. Yeah. But it turned out that the people who he's on one hand claiming he's going to try to help them or whatever, but his messaging has been pretty much throw them in jail.
Right.
And so if he's coming there, somebody there is willing to go to jail because he wants to put him in jail anyway.
Right.
And it's not like, you know, there were enough people there that like no serious injuries were likely to happen. We saw one guy like sock another dude. Like it would have been a catch and release situation anyway. But I don't know. In that case, I mean, we don't advocate violence around here, but I understand it. I understand the motivation. Yeah. I understand why the community reacted so quickly and so aggressively.
Yeah.
Because in those places, those other people in that community are all you have.
Right.
And again, you're going to put me in jail for a night because I socked this dude protecting Larry Elder. All right. You know, look at all this. I have to leave all this.
Yeah, exactly.
When somebody has like less to lose than other people, their tolerance for this kind of shit is going to go way down. I hope I talked about that in the right way. Well, we obviously didn't get very far into the docket. We've only got a couple minutes left, so let's do the palate cleanser. This week's palate cleanser is fucking great. So this, I imagine everybody's seen American Psycho. So if you remember the scene where they were showing off their business cards.
Yeah.
Well, check this out.
What do you think?
Very nice.
It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing.
Nice. But wait. You ain't seen nothing yet.
White. Impressive. Very nice. Let's see Paul Allen's. Look at that coloring. The tasteful thickness of it. Oh my god.
fucking excellent.
That was really good. Yeah.
All right. I think we can fit two more in. We're just going to call Zach Patrizio of Salon our friend, even though he is not. We watched a video of him with Diamond and Silk the other night. It was pretty funny because they yelled at him and he couldn't answer their questions. And then they yelled at him some more and he kept his composure pretty well. He's been covering Mike Lindell for a while, and Mike Lindell hella mad because he's been like covering Mike Lindell and they just don't want it. They just don't want people to cover them and do what reporters on what we call the dystopia beat are doing.
Yeah.
And here's Mike Lindell on Mike Lindell TV. And this is after writing accurate news stories, Mike Lindell says that I should be put in prison. By the way, Zach's like 22 years old. And he's doing a great job at all this. Here we go.
It's their lies, because remember, the big lie is the big lie. And, you know, Zachary should be put in prison. I mean, he really should, because these are crimes. These are actually crimes where you're putting these lies out there when the real truth needs to be told. Dominion machine. Dominion is that there is no lie, Zachary, about Dominion. They're an evil, evil, evil company. And we have more evidence than you've seen.
Yo, he's getting sued by Dominion and he keeps talking about Dominion. He's getting fucking lose.
Of course he is. And didn't he had like his whole summit thing where they found absolutely nothing.
Even one of his own experts told him there was nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. This guy, like, this guy's story arc is gonna, I'm just telling you, this guy, he's eventually just gonna go away. I don't know if he'll have a heart attack, overdose on crack. I don't know if he does crack, powder cocaine or something. This guy's out of his damn mind. And he should just shut up and sell pillows. He'd be so much better, so much happier. But yeah, Mike Pillow is gonna, those pillows pretty soon are gonna say Dominion on them.
Yep.
All right, one more. Unfortunately, it's Steven Crowder.
Great.
And if you could imagine this, he's gonna be talking about trans folks, fake tits, and clown makeup. And he's, you know, still on YouTube.
No, because we wouldn't want anyone to perpetuate, of course, the stereotype of princess. That's not something that we would ever want there. You can be a little more.
Okay, hold on.
As long as you're a man.
Those are drag queens, not trans people. Those are different things.
Yeah, I don't think he has that level of awareness.
There are trans people who have. Do drag queen work, I suppose. But being a drag queen is about the fashion and the fun. And like, if you're like a fucking stockbroker and then you get to be, you know, I don't know, Miss Queen Mary or some shit on a Saturday night at a bar, it's fun. It's funny. Everybody's having a good time. It's a safe place to express maybe your feminine side if that's what you're doing. That's different than being a fucking trans person. And both are fine. Mm-hmm. Both are wonderful, especially a good drag show. It's just so much fun. If you've never been to a drag show, once this is all over, I suggest going to a drag show. It's fun. Even if you feel a little uptight about it or whatever, it's fun. You'll end up going again. I don't know anybody who's been to one drag show who didn't go to at least two. So,
man.
Yeah, as long as you're a man, it's just like, oh, no, listen. Listen, this is just, I believe I'm a woman. Really? How many transgender individuals are saying, I want to be a woman? Why? So I can become a scientist. No, they want to become a woman so they can have big old fake tits and clown makeup. Let's be
oh my fucking god.
Wow. He's seriously clueless.
He has to know that the drag queen and a trans person aren't the same thing.
Well, our chat apparently thinks that he has done drag himself, so
but
he should know something about it.
he did it to make fun of trans people.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he did it, yeah. If you're doing drag to make fun of trans people, that's not about the fashion. That's not about an escape from your boring corporate life. What you are is a dick.
Yeah.
And he knows. He knows that these aren't the same thing. What he also knows is that the fucking racist 15-year-old boys that make up most of his audience don't know.
Yeah.
to be really clear about it. Okay? And all of a sudden it's like, oh, Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner, is dressed like a Barbie, wearing a corset with those dimensions, and is wearing a princess tiara. But yeah. Hey, well, no, that's fine. Just not for biological women.
Well, did you see the example she used? She's like, oh, princess, what do you need? And she's like, why can't we call him scientist doctor? Because I don't call my son, oh, scientist, what do you need?
Oh, well, I don't,
like, that's the most
I don't believe he's ever been to an accredited university.
Yeah, I don't believe that she has a degree for me to call her a doctor.
Also, one. It's a bit early to be called. And I love how she referred to her husband.
What?
Yeah, her husband as my child's father.
Right.
What is it with labels in you? Like, is that not appropriate?
Some people aren't still married, you dumb fuck.
Yeah.
The media wench is no longer married to the father of her children, and she uses his name when talking to me because I know him.
Yeah.
But she'll say, you know, my kid's dad to people who don't know him. That's like what you say, unless you have to explain it, which takes longer.
Right.
My child's father usually is someone who's no longer with their child's father. People who broke up. Oh my God. When Steven Crowder's wife finally leaves him, she'll be calling him that. Or maybe she'll be like, no, they don't have a dad.
Wow.
Are you not husband and wife anymore? That's fine. You could say,
oh my God, I wouldn't be.
I don't know. Well,
I hope if you leave that you don't try and take any said finances from your child's father, since you're such a strong, independent
woman. That's true.
No.
Don't need rescuing.
No, I want my cake and eat it too.
More MRA talking points.
I'm glad we didn't leave that for red light, because red light, usually we have a little bit of fun, have some laughs. It's a bit of a happy place. Everybody, thank you for hanging out this evening. It's been whatever the fuck it's been. I don't usually get like fucking angry during the podcast, but I got fucking angry a couple times. Matt, you never get angry. That's why I like having you on. If you get angry, you don't show it. I can see frustration sometimes, but anger.
Sometimes, but yeah, well, I don't get angry at these stupid people. I don't know what to say.
I shouldn't get angry at them, but I do. Anyway, everybody, thank you for tuning in. We're not going anywhere. Hang out, live listeners. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure you check out twitch.tv/Echoplex Media. Check out all our live shows. Patreon.com/Echoplex. You can get the whole audio capture. Or if you know how Twitch works and you don't want to do that, you can just get around it. It's pretty easy. You'd have to be pretty, foolish not to be able to bootleg our fucking show. Just go on and look at our VODs tomorrow. Anybody has access to it. Also, just email me. I'll send you the MP3. Not really fucking gonna paywall you for some $5. I'm not a monster like Steven Crowder. Anyway, this is Reasoning by Smoke and Mirrors Sound System. And then I'm gonna run the auto DJ because I'm gonna take a piss, pour a drink, go outside, have a cigarette. So everybody, and we gotta turn the lights red. We got things to do before we come back. So we'll be right back. Thanks everybody for hanging out, and we'll see you soon. And by that I mean like 10 minutes.
There is violent depression of a protest in peace. In a time of aggression and a deadly discussion with a gun to your head. Let your voice be your weapon. Let your shield be your words. Let there be no confusion. Let the people be heard. Full of hate with no reason.
she'll be a word. Let there be no confusion. Let the people be confusion. Let the people be heard.